Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello and happy beginning of, well, I guess we're not June 1st yet. We're almost there. So just happy to the best people I know, and that would be you. Did everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend? I just was talking to my guest about that. Sue Oliver, passioneer extraordinaire. You're going to learn if you are a passioneer and if you're not one, why you need to be one and how it's going to help you be your happy best. You're going to love my guest. I absolutely adore her, and I'm honored to call her my friend, Sue Oliver. But before I read her beautiful bio and bring her on the line, I want to remind you that Motivation Marathon, motivationmarathon.com, it's coming up, and I'm hosting, so that would be the Best People We Know Club. So let's all sign up and be part of that interactive day. It's June 11th. It's a full day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but don't worry, because if you're too much marathon for you, you're going to get all the recordings free. So you sign up, you get free gifts, you get interaction. If you want to be part of one call or two call, it's all day long. It's just going to be great, and it's just going to help you be your best in wealth, health, happiness, love, relationships, experts you can trust. They're all Best People We Know approved guests that are speaking. So you are going to love it. I am so excited and honored about that. So go to motivationmarathon.com. Sign up now before you forget, because if you're like me, it's something else gets going, and then you're like, oh, I needed to sign up for that. So just do it now, and then you won't have to worry about it. And another worry-free thing that you can do for yourself, mark us as a favorite. Why? Because we add shows. If we can get a guest for you, we don't want to miss out on bringing you the wisdom and the information that you need to be your best. So we will book extra shows in addition to Tuesdays and Thursdays. So make sure you get those worry-free updates. If you mark us as a favorite and follow us, you'll get those. And you can also go to greenskyandbluegrass.com on my website and get updates there in the monthly newsletters. And it's all good. It's all good. And every day is a great day. And today is all about being a passioneer with Sue Oliver. So let me tell you a little bit about her. First of all, the question is, are you a passioneer? Okay, so here's the thing. Do you thrive in a pay-it-forward philosophy, doing what you love, and trust that the rest will follow? And if so, then you need to get connected with our guest today, Sue Zeal Oliver. Sue Oliver, she's beautiful girl. Look at her picture. But she's also incredibly intelligent. She has a master's, an MBA. She's a certified professional coach. And she supports conscious next generation entrepreneurs, leaders and groups, and that would be passioneers, in creating thriving paid forward ventures that benefit the planet, animals, and humankind. She's on a mission, and that mission is to prove that if you do what you love, and here's the key, and you give back, the rest does and it will follow. Chief Passioneer of the Passions and Possibilities Network and Radio, Sue has founded several nonprofit organizations, and for over 20 years, her experience in launching and coaching successful products, services, programs, teams, and individual careers in Fortune 100 firms, startups, and nonprofits has brought her to where she is today. She holds an MBA in finance, a master's in consciousness studies, so she's very spiritually based, and she's also, get this, a licensed interfaith minister, and ceremony officiate. Wow. I mean, she just squeezes the juice out of living. Sue also pays it forward through animal rescue, fitness training, and volunteering for two nonprofits that support young, budding passioneers. She's very committed to the next generation. She's going to talk to us about that, too. She works with Washington Cash and Washington Women's Employment and Education. If you envision a world that overflows with socially and spiritually conscious individuals in expressing infinite passions and possibilities, boldly, vibrantly, joyfully, abundantly, and with great love, then you are a passioneer too. And you can connect with Sue Oliver to be part of this new movement, which is the Passioneers, which is Passions and Possibilities Project.com. And it is my honor to introduce you to my friend Sue Oliver. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Deb. It's so great to be here, and I want to acknowledge you for being such an amazing passioneer in the world. I mean, I really admire and been watching your journeys, and you are so about passions and possibilities in the world. So you're a passioneer for the month. How about that?
Oh, I'm telling you, love us, feeling the love through the airwaves. It's all good.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, there's one thing, and really what you're doing is great. I love radio, I love writing, I love all these things that we both are passionate about doing because communication is the key. And I think that, you know, if you're not passionate about something, if you're not excited about something, how can you expect anybody else to? So, you know, one of the key ingredients in all the people that I'm talking or speaking with, and I know you do as well, you've interviewed so many people that are making a difference all over the world, is passion. And without passion, nothing can happen. Nothing, you know, money, everybody says, well, you want money, you want this, you want that, but nothing is going to happen without passion. Why don't you tell the listeners your definition, because you created it and trademarked it. What is a passioneer?
I love that. I trademarked it. It's so funny, I have to say. Trademarking is interesting. It's a concept, and it's an idea, and then there's a name, and all of a sudden passioneer's trademarked, and yet I feel like I can't possibly own what it's about, because it really is about individuals who are up to something big in the world, making a difference. Somebody has asked me, well, many people ask me, what is making a difference in the world? Because we all are making a difference in the world. It's the idea of seeing something bigger from the planet, seeing something bigger for the human species, the environment, really being up to something big. I have actually 11 criteria that I use to ask somebody, are you a passioneer? And the biggest one in there is, are you ready and willing to make courageous leaps in inspiring and serving in the world? So it's one thing to be about giving back in the world, and it's another to be inspiring others to be great. And so I actually just came up with it because I think it's the idea in all of us of wanting to express authentically and hugely our passions in the world, and I believe we're here to share and give back and call others into their greatness. So that's a passioneer. And there's budding passioneers, there's thriving passioneers, there's passioneers in process, there's all kinds of passioneers. I just use that term because it seems to envelop, embrace the aspects of thriving at what you love and giving back.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing about that is I really do believe if you're doing what you're designed to do, you're going to be passionate about it, and you're going to want to give back. You're going to want to do those right things for the right reason. And I think that at least in with you and your coaching, maybe some of the listeners, you know, the question always says, well, you know, what should I be doing? What is my purpose? But I think those things that you're passionate about, that's the flag right there to really indicate what you're designed to do. And we are all, I love what you said, we're all designed to do something. We're all here in a particular sphere of influence for a reason, and you know, builds those endorphins. And when you're doing things that you're passionate about, and the clock is passing, and you're excited, and you're building those endorphins, you're feeling good, you're giving back, and it just really flows. It connects, doesn't it? Is that what you find with passioneers, that they're excited in the morning? It's like, good morning, God, instead of good God, it's morning.
I'm very into fitness, and I love the metaphor of fitness and exercise when it comes to expressing passions. It's the idea that when you're physically fit and you're out there able to run a marathon or even run a mile. For me, it's running a mile anymore. The endorphins that flow. I love that analogy there, Deb, that there is something that happens with this vibrancy and wanting to be out there, and especially in the summertime, feeling the cool wind on your body and out there enjoying the outdoors and all of that. And it's the same thing with passions, that those individuals who are passionate have a purpose for getting up in the morning. Now, I have to say, I'm not always getting up and rolling out of bed and going, here I am, world. And when I tune into what's mine to be and do, how am I to be in service, what is my passion, what do I really love, what are the few things today I want to take on that I really love, all of a sudden, I'm ready to go. Bring it on. And so I think it's that shift into really exercising the passion muscle of just claiming what I'm here for and making it happen in that particular day, in that moment.
Mm. And, you know, that's another key definition of finding what it is you're designed in being a passioneer, and I love that. Just want to pause on it for a moment, because it is, what do you get excited about doing? What do you feel excited and happy about? So if somebody's listening right now and they're excited about, well, let's take, for example, fitness or animals, horses. I know you have a big love for horses and things, or working with kids or whatever it is. You know, what is it right now as you're listening to this live replay, whatever, that makes you happy, that gets you excited, that makes your heart jump? Feel that energy in you getting really revved up. Now think about something that you hate doing, and it's just like low energy, a brick just, you know, is on your chest. And right there, you have an indication of what you need to be doing. And when you do what you love, when you do what you love, you all of a sudden get that energy. And, you know, I think that those questions that you ask us, or in your passioneer definition, you challenge us to ask ourselves, is going to get us the answers that we need. And if we have decided that we are going to pursue one of those passions in listening to this show with you today, how would we grow that, nurture it, and how would the Passions and Possibilities project that you've created help us towards that goal?
That's a really great question, Deb. You know, when I was growing up and I was a young tomboy, I would say, the age of 8 or 9, I fell in love with horses, and I also fell in love with writing. And boy, when I was writing about horses, I was in heaven. You could not tear me away. And I was writing all these pieces, and then all of a sudden, as I grew up, I heard the message, you can't make money at that. You can't do that for a living. No way. And so I went down the path a little more traveled, rather than be a horse trainer and a writer. And actually, I love French, too. So if I was writing stories about horses in French, oh, my God, I would be in heaven. And I didn't take that path. And I went down this other path. And so one of the things that I invite anybody to really consider in this moment is, even if you think you don't have something you absolutely love, most people do if you really tune into it, and that energy is, what is it that you really love? Make that list. I have my clients write a list of the 100 things that they absolutely love, and then create time in their days and their weeks and their months to express those. Even if it means something that's as frivolous as going for a walk, or going to a horse stable, or spending a little time with a person that I know, a friend of mine that speaks French, and having some fun there. This weekend I'm going to a French cafe and going to hang out in some French energy. It doesn't mean that I have to do it for my living. It's simply expressing and being in my passions more than I would normally. It's an interesting thing about us humans, at least most humans, and there are humans that are out there expressing their passions way, way, way on the end of the spectrum, beyond I can't even imagine. But for most of us, day to day, we don't give ourselves permission to be playing, delighting, rejoicing, enjoying our passions. For some reason, I know I could speak for myself, I think it's not making me money, so I shouldn't really be doing it. And yet each day, taking some of that, which you really, really love, and bringing it more into your day and getting it on your calendar. If it's not on your calendar, for me, it doesn't usually get done. It's something that happens at the end of the day, if at all.
Mm.
So really bringing that into your calendar, into your life, so that when somebody says to me, Sue, what are your passions? It's not just one thing. I happen to love to inspire, to write, to be out speaking with people, and yet there's many other passions that I have, a portfolio of passions that let me show up really in the vibrancy and joy of life because I'm making them part of my life.
Mm. You know, that is so, you know, the other thing that you said, I'm just going to back up a little bit, because I know that you work, you're very passionate about working with young people,
mm-hmm.
or college students especially, and I work with a lot of teens. And, you know, one of the things that you just mentioned was about money, and that you were into French, you were into horses, and people were saying, oh, you can't make money at that. And then you went, you got your MBA, and you did the corporate thing, and yes, you were super successful at it. But, you know, I think that a lot of times we get caught up in what other people tell us we should be rather than sharing our own shine. And if there's one thing that I wish somebody had told me when I was younger, is exactly what you and I are talking about. Do what you love, because you're not going to stay here on planet Earth forever. And, you know, eventually you do get older, and things that you think are important, they change. So invest in those things that make you priceless. And whatever it is that you're passionate about will carry you through the good times and the bad times and all those things that we inevitably must experience in life. Because, you know, now as we get a little older, all of a sudden we realize, you know what? Everybody experiences good times and bad times. You know, even the best passioneer, everybody is going to have to deal with the business of living, and you have to deal with life on life's terms. But if you're doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, which is, I guess, you know, what you're trying to tell us to be a passioneer is, everything will fall into place. And I so love that. I love what you're trying to do to change the world, to help people be who they were created to be and not what society tells them or some stereotype tells them. And that's a nice segue to the next question, because you've interviewed so many people that have done this. And I want to know, inquiring minds want to know, it's like the Stephen Covey, you know, the habits of highly effective people, that, you know, and we're going to talk about your book a little bit and how that's going to help us. But I want to, before we get to there, I want to talk about the things that you've noticed. The passioneers that are super successful, you know, what are the characteristics? What are they doing? Are there certain ingredients that you've noticed? Because you've interviewed hundreds of people
mm-hmm.
making a difference. And some big, you know, some super celebrities, some just celebrities in their hometown. I mean, and I want you also right now to make sure you give out your website and your radio show address so people can find you. I don't want to wait to the end of the show, because the people that you've interviewed are fascinating. I love your radio show. I'm a big fan of you. So give out your website and then tell us the characteristics of those passioneers that you've interviewed.
Oh, thanks, Deb. Well, you know, it's mutual. I just really love what you're about. And your show, it's just awesome. I think we're about a lot of the same kinds of ideas. And so for folks to connect with the Passions and Possibilities Project, which is now a nonprofit, so we don't quite have the .org, but you can reach us at passionsandpossibilities.com. That's passionsandpossibilities.com. And then we have a Passions and Possibilities Blog Talk Radio program where, as you mentioned, Deb, we're interviewing these passioneers. And I purposely chose passioneers who aren't so much the rags-to-riches stories, the Oprahs, the Bill Gates. Now, those are wonderful stories, and I wanted to really bring forth stories of people that folks could relate to. And in particular, we're moving much more into this younger group of 18 to 25-year-olds, which I'll say more about in a few moments. But of the 350, going on 400, I think I'm at about 380 now, 380-some-odd passionate interviews, of course you'd imagine that there's a host of similarities that come up. and characteristics of these thriving passioneers. And the definition of thriving for passioneers is really self-defined. I ask them, what is thriving for you? What does prosperity mean to you? And inevitably, actually, that's one of the similarities, is that prosperity, for without a question among these hundreds of passioneers, has little, if nothing, to do with money. It looks like more time, more freedom, more ability to connect with friends, of course, being in passion, joy, love, health, vibrancy, all those qualities. So definitely something around the prosperity quotient there I've noticed in every single passioneer interview. The other thing that I've noticed, which is wonderful, which was for me, honestly, if I just get completely transparent, I started interviewing all these individuals about 2 years ago now because I was feeling a little scared or discouraged about leaving corporate America, and I wanted to be hanging in an energy of possibility. And what better possibility than to interview people who made the leap already? So as I was doing that, I thought, wow, other people might want to hear these stories. And here you go. So one of the things that I asked out the gate was there any regrets? Is there any regret in leaping into what you love and really leaving behind or not making a priority that which you had done before? And without a question, once again, nobody said, oh, I had regrets. Oh, they did have one regret, and that was that they hadn't jumped sooner, which was very inspiring and encouraging to me.
Isn't that? Let's just say that one more time. The regret was that they didn't jump sooner. Love it. Love it. Everybody,
yes.
Listen. Write it down. Sticky note on your bathroom mirror first thing in the morning. Make sure you take that mind vitamin. Sue, that is so powerful.
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, I'm in communication with almost all the passioneers on a consistent basis now. Some of them have gone on, and we're trying to continue to hook up with them. But one of them, I think in particular, Shanika Proctor, is in Chile right now. She was our Passioneer of the Year in 2009, and she is a teen coach, teen entrepreneur consultant, and she's now transforming entrepreneurism in Chile. Now, I don't know about you guys, but picking up and leaving my life and moving to South America without knowing exactly what I'm going to do and just all of a sudden taking on transforming entrepreneurism in another country I've never been to scares the heck out of me. And yet she's down there gangbusters going simply because she had the courage and just the focus. She's one of the most focused passioneers I know. Went down there, and she's one of the ones that said early on her teens called her into leaving her corporate job. There's a theme here. Left her corporate job to be working with them to express their passions as teen entrepreneurs. And here she is just going for it. So anytime I feel scared or discouraged, I reach out to Shanika, and inevitably she has a story that inspires me beyond measure. And that, I think, is one of the biggest qualities that I've noticed in all of the passioneers. And these aren't unique qualities. You read these in leadership books. You read them in a lot of other books about how to succeed. Courage, perseverance. Courage to make the leap in face of the fear. Every passioneer I've met is extremely courageous. Didn't mean that they didn't feel the fear, but they felt it and they moved anyway, and then they kept going and persevered. So I'd say courage and perseverance are at the absolute top of the list for success factors in doing what you love and having the rest follow.
Mm. And, you know, the thing is about this business of living, whether it's business or anything that we do, you have to learn from other people. And I think if somebody's out there listening and they're saying, you know, okay, I'm agreeing with this idea of being a passioneer. I love the definition. I've decided that these are the things that I think I'm being called to do that I'm passionate about. And now I'm listening to Sue talk about people that have done it, especially the example with the gal in Chile. You know, there are certain things that when we read other people's stories, when we hear some of the things that we can identify with in our own life, and then we can trust that those people are authentic and we can bridge that and visualize it in our own life, suddenly we do have those wings of courage coming in to, you know, leaping into, as you said sooner, our passions. And I really think it's so important that we share the wisdom in this world. I think it's one of the responsibilities we all have, because we've all learned something valuable, and it is our responsibility to share this wisdom with others, especially as we get older, because, you know, think of the things. I'm very grateful for my life, but if I had known some of the things earlier, you know, how much more might I have been able to do? And the great thing is, in this thing called life, we don't go back and get our past, but we can celebrate it by sharing our wisdom with other people. And that gift, it just goes on and on and on. And I really think that those things that you've learned about Passioneers is going to really make a great book as well. And I know you're working on that. So tell us about this book.
Well, you're amazing, Deb. And you and I both know you've interviewed so many people, and they make their way. The stories become part of who you are somehow, the lessons. I'm learning so much. I can't even begin to put what I've learned into a book, and yet I'm writing a book. And I did the smart thing. I went ahead and got a co-author because I tend to be a little bit out there, a little distractible. And so people kept saying, when are you writing the book? You've got all these stories, wonderful stories. Put them in a book. And I kept saying, oh, yeah, I'll get to that. So finally, I bit the bullet, and I said, I cannot do this alone right now. Maybe my second book, Deb. I mean, I admire that you've gotten that done, and it's so successful. So I really, really laud that. So I'm sitting here going, let's get the book out. And I found a wonderful co-author, Deborah Drake, who's a writing coach and a wonderful, wonderful dear friend, who we are working on this together. And so the idea is to simply take the essence, I call it the essence of Passioneering, 12 keys to thriving as you give back in the world. It actually might be a baker's dozen because we found one more. There's 13. And it's these qualities of courage and perseverance and love and faith and gratitude that permeate these stories, and just simply getting them down. We're not writing a how-to book because we don't know how to any better than anybody else, especially in our Passioneers. It's really meant to be an experiential book where you read through it, questions and anecdotes and stories, and then really arriving at how each of these qualities speaks out in your life. So courage, like how do you express courage? What would courage look for like for you? Not for me or anybody else, but what does it look like for you? What does faith look like for you? What does service look like for you? And then how do you cultivate that in your life? Because ultimately, it's about bringing those qualities that you already have that are usually dormant in some ways and bringing them alive in your own life. So that's what the book is about, at least this first book, to share that message.
And I think when you, again, it's that inspiration. It's so contagious, isn't it? When when I watch the Boston Marathon, I always feel like, gosh, I got to get out there and run, you know? I mean, it's just amazing how contagious energy is, positive energy, you know, and the negative stuff too. That's why I think it's really important to be very careful who you associate with, because you are who you associate with, you know. Stand next to perfume, stand next to manure, you're going to pick up the fragrance. I hate to be vulgar, but that is the best analogy. I mean, it's really vivid, and I want to leave people with that resonating. You really have to make a decision who you associate with and what you put into your eyes and your ears and what comes out of your mouth and all those, you know, those five senses. They're very powerful. And that's why I think a book is so powerful, because how else could you possibly get years and years and years of someone's life wisdom for, you know, $20? I mean, that's unbelievable when you think about it, and how much time it takes to put it together. And I know you're doing it with your co-author, but, you know, I am such a fan of people who do that service of sharing their wisdom. And I think, you know, that's something that you need to do, because you do have so much valuable information in all the interviews that you've collected and all the coaching and the businesses you've worked with and your own life experience. So I just want to thank you for that. Can't wait to get my copy. And, you know, the how-to, you know, there's no right or wrong to being us. It's more, you know, stepping into the nearness of who we authentically are. And let's say somebody listening is feeling a little stuck about really breaking into who they know in their heart they want to be, but there's a disconnect between what they feel is their greatness and what they feel is a block to that. You know, how would you advise someone to get unstuck? What would you suggest to somebody that maybe is a little discouraged right now about expressing their passion?
I think the first thing, honestly, is to just get real and authentic with what's going on, the feelings of being scared and discouraged. Honestly, I really have come to the realization in myself that the more I try to pretend like I'm not scared or discouraged, the more I'm scared or discouraged, and it goes under the surface, and it becomes kind of a way of being, holding back, not letting people know what I'm going through. So I think the first step is to get real and just be okay with some of those feelings, all of those feelings. That's where you're at right now. That's where I'm at right now when I'm feeling them. And somehow in acknowledging them and just saying, okay, I'm feeling scared or discouraged, something shifts. Because in the society, it's not okay to be scared or discouraged. It's we're supposed to be, what, happy. We're supposed to be strong. We're supposed to be all these things that society tells us we're supposed to be. Not scared or discouraged. That's not fun to be around. So really that's, I think, the first step, being okay. And there's a real power there in being authentic. And I think the other thing is to, you said it so eloquently, I'm a big fan of creating a tribe of passioneers, a tribe of people that hold me to account. They hold me accountable for being big. They don't try to pull me out of being scared or discouraged, because that's not possible. They acknowledge me for where I'm at and still simultaneously hold the possibility for greatness. So if I'm having a bad day, I've got an accountability buddy. I can call her up. I called her up yesterday to say, hey, you know, here's what's going on for me. And then to be in that communication, because that's where transformation happens, in communication with others. And so building that tribe of people that hold me accountable and being in that energy. So many times I have people say, I don't have somebody like that. I don't have somebody in my life that really sees me big. And I just don't believe that. So I think what happens is we pull ourselves out and back and say, oh, there's nobody that would want to see me big. And so in this moment, if you're feeling scared or discouraged, take a moment and see, is there somebody, who is that somebody that would be there, that is there for you if you were to ask? And I think that's one of the last things I would say. There's many things we could both say, you and I both could say about this. It's that one of the biggest things at the end of the day is asking, making requests. For me, the request looks like, how can you help? I am feeling scared or discouraged, and I would like some support. How can you support me? How can you help me? I don't really like the word help if it means victim or less than, but simply asking the question. And people love to help. People love to support others. I think it's a human nature to nurture and support others. And so making those requests, especially when you're feeling scared or discouraged, is so powerful. And then watch what happens. Because something happens, we get scared, we get stuck, we get in this rut. And then by reaching out, communicating, and asking with other people involved, something shifts. Don't you find that, Deb?
I'm just listening to you, and I'm like, wow, I can't wait to replay the show myself. I'm telling you, I always say I love my radio show probably more than anybody else. You know, that's why I do it, because I enjoy learning so much, and listening to you is just such, it really makes my heart jump. I'm thinking about, you know, one of what you what you're saying, and I'm thinking about that story of the butterfly, the man finding the cocoon and the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, and he wants to help the butterfly out of the cocoon because he sees that it's struggling. So he goes and he cuts the cocoon open, and then the butterfly comes out, but its wings are all shriveled because the very thing that the guy was trying to prevent, the struggle for the butterfly. The butterfly needed that specific struggle because that's how God designed the butterfly to get fluid in the wings, was the resistance against the cocoon. So the irony of it, that he was trying to help the butterfly, but the butterfly needed that resistance and needed that struggle to get the wings to fly into its greatest beauty. I think sometimes we look at struggles or we look at those discouraging times as negative, but they may actually be a positive. It may help us change direction. It may help us be open to a new possibility, or as you said, reach out to somebody else, create a deeper connection, brainstorm, come up with a new solution. Maybe, you know, like we've talked about, people don't change because they see the light. It's because they feel the heat. And sometimes we need those moments where we feel like, you know what, I'm not sure, or I'm feeling a little down, and that's okay because everybody feels that way. But passioneers know how to use it to their advantage and see the gift in it. And I think that that's something that requires a little bit of faith with a higher power, and I know that that's something that you're very passionate about. So why don't you tell us how that connection with a higher power can turn those bad things into good things when we get that discouragement in expressing our greatest passion?
I love that, because it is that dynamic tension of being okay with what's, so accepting what is, so there's struggle, there's challenges, and then continuing to move forward. And then how do you involve others in that process? And so, and this whole idea of a higher power, are we meant to have these lessons to somehow make our wings stronger? I don't know that I really believe in a higher power that tests us in that way. I do definitely believe in a higher power, and I don't care what you call it, really. You can call it God, you could call it the universe, intelligence, divine mind, spirit, or the, as one of my friends calls it, the big tomato in the sky. So whatever you call it, ultimately, it to me is this wisdom, this knowing, intuition that knows that it knows how to be great in the world. And so tapping into that, and so in the midst of tapping into that, there are going to be bumps in the road, challenges in the road that are simply bumps and challenges in the road, and I can make them mean whatever I want them to mean. Ultimately, with the heart, there's a bump in the road. And so what do you do when there's a bump in the road? You go over it, around it, under it, through it, whatever that is. And in the process of going through that, my wings get stronger, like that analogy with the butterfly, and I'm more able to take on and be what I'm really supposed to be in the world. And that's one of the things with all these interviews with these passioneers that I found. None of them had the grand and glorious smooth path to their journey. They all, in fact, the bumps, the warts, everything along the way is the beauty in their story. And so, and it's a beauty in my story, it's a beauty in your story, that those moments when you felt, oh my goodness, I'm in the dark night of the soul, I'm in that cocoon, imaginal goo, not knowing that I'm going to be a butterfly. So the people tell me I'm supposed to be a butterfly, but I don't feel like it right now. So when we're in that space, truly, we are building those wings and something unfolds. And yet honoring the cocoon, honoring the goo, and in the whole area of faith, for me, faith, belief in a higher power, is that knowing that I know that I know that I am becoming a butterfly. It's not a destination. It's not someplace I have to get to or make happen. It is already unfolding. And so there's sometimes for me, when I really get present to that, a breath of relief that I don't have to make it happen, that I can enjoy the ride, the bumps, all the different twists and turns as part of my process of becoming a butterfly. And there's power in that because we're all in that process. We're all in that journey. We're all kind of in the cocoons, and we go through cocoons at different spots in our life with whatever we're transitioning into. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. And, you know, I think that this is, you know, I firmly believe that people do not listen to the show by accident. I think that we all get what we need to hear. And if somebody right now, if you're listening and you're saying, you know what, I thought I was alone. I was the only one that felt this way. I was the only one that was having this bump, or I'll never get over this, or just, you know, really feeling like, you know, you don't have a non-judgmental ear. I think that listening to Sue really can inspire you to know that, guess what? We're all in this together, and we're all, you know, even though we haven't met each other in person, don't we share that common thread of wanting to be loved, of wanting to be our best, to having a purpose? We all have those feelings of sadness and joy and hope and dreams. And that's where, even though we haven't met somebody, we've known them forever. And I think it's getting around those like-minded people that will help you move towards being your best and not dragging you down, because God knows there's enough of those people in the world, but there's a lot of the great ones. And that's why the group and the team or the tribe that you've created with like-minded people is just so awesome. And I want to make sure that people know how to get there, because your videos, all the people that you have on your team, which you're going to tell us more about, and all the things that you offer are really great mind vitamins that do feed our whole soul. So tell us about your website again and your support team and how people can get in touch with you, because I can't believe we're down to 5 minutes left, Sue. Where did it
Absolutely.
Go?
Well, thanks for the mind vitamins. I just love that, because that is such a great, great metaphor. Awesome. People can reach us, once again, through Passions and Possibilities. That's the best way. That's the site that I send everybody to. You type in Passions, you type in Possibilities, Passions and Possibilities in Yahoo, Google, or anywhere, and you'll find us. And we really are all about stories. If you've got a story yourself that you want to share about making a difference, sleeping into what you love, we'd love to share it. We're inviting guest bloggers, guest writers. We've got mentor coaches we're pulling together to support these 18 to 25-year-olds who want to explore their passions. We're creating an internship this fall where kids will get credit for working together to explore their passions with each other for 3 months. Can you imagine that? If you were in college and had that ability to play in your passions and kick the tires of it with a bunch of other students and get credit, wow. So that's another thing we're involved with. And then, of course, I'm available for coaching. I love to be with people who are at that juncture of what do I really love and how do I do more of this on the planet and how do I give back. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be about that. And then, of course, on the radio show, we're going to be interviewing a lot more of the young adults. So if there's a young adult in your life that is inspiring you or making a difference that you think would make a great story to share on radio, I sure would love to interview him or her.
That is so awesome. I had I've got the last part four of the four-part series I was doing with Tia Starr from the Tia Starr Network, and we were talking about teens and social media and all that. And it's just been great. And some of the teens calling into the show, just phenomenal. And some of the young people today, just amazing. And I know that you're talking about a little bit older than the group that I have been working with, but it's just fantastic. So if you know somebody, you have to get in touch with Sue. The other thing that you didn't mention that I wish you would let people know about, you have an amazing fan page, and I know you have like a couple thousand fans there that interact. It's a great support place. What is that fan page again for you?
Well, thank you. If you go to Facebook, and it's the Passioneering fan page. If you type in Passioneering with an ING, you'll find us. Also, my Twitter handle is Chief Passioneer. So if you're on Twitter and you want to tweet, I'm big, big, big in Twitter. And as I know you, Deb, you're the social media goddess as well. So we both love that. So definitely out there and big in social media, because I think the Internet is a great way to connect and share the message of making a difference and thriving in what you love.
Wow. Well, you're going to come back on when your book's out, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I want you back on my show, too. We're going to be best buddies now, Passioneering buddies. I know this to be so.
Best People We Know Club. Divine intervention.
Thank you.
Divine appointments.
Oh, well, my God. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Love us. Hey, you know, I just love all of you listening. I can't believe we're down to, like, I can hear the little blog talk lady. She comes on. She's like, 60 seconds. And she has that British voice. Well, I just want to, I know that you love Sue Oliver as much as I do. She's an amazing, amazing lady, beautiful inside and out. So connect with her on Facebook. If you love this show and it made a difference for you and it inspired you to go out, think differently, be differently, do differently towards all things good in all things about you and who you are and what you're about, share it with a friend. Because how can this service, these radio shows, what we do, it's a service to you, but we can't keep going and growing without you sharing this show with a friend. So you can find us on iTunes. You can rate the show. Let me know. I always read them and enjoy the ratings on iTunes. And stop by and connect with Sue and thank her for making a difference in the world, and especially if you know a young adult. And we're going to have you on, Sue, when that book is out. So we're holding you. We have you recorded now saying that. So you're going to have to make time for us.
Thank you, Deb, for all you are into. I just so honor, and I'm so, so joyful to be spending time with you and to get to know you, and I'm just grateful. Thank you.
Yes, well, East Coast to West Coast will be the bookends. Passioneering, rah-rah for the best people we know. That would be us. Love us!
Boom, bah.
All right. Well, thank you so very much, Sue Oliver, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And I want you to just go out and celebrate who you are. There's no time like the present. We never know what tomorrow's going to bring. But we know that today that we should all do what Sue Oliver has taught us. And also, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day. God bless.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.